This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And we are back on the Doug and Danny Show, brought to you exclusively from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, Texas, by Bruce Furniture, where we are excited in just moments to talk to the commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, Dan Beebe, and he is going to sit down and take the brunt of a lot of questions here, Daddy, which I'm sure he's well-versed on how he's going to answer a lot of these questions. Also, Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini, I had a chance to chat with him yesterday afternoon after we were off the air. We'll hear that. Plus, Tommy Tuberville, new coach at Texas Tech. That's all coming up in this hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, don't forget, hey, congratulations. Kearney Post 52, what a run they had. They're juniors. They were eliminated from state last year, so there will be a new state champion for the first time in 4 years. But Kearney Runza won a slugfest last night and plays for the senior championship. So a lot of those kids that were winning junior championships, a chance to win a senior championship. And if they do that, then they will move on to a regional. There are two 8-team brackets. They would win the one division, play the winner of the other division that's playing in Columbus. And that championship game next week would decide where they're going, and we'll get more into that as the week progresses. But tonight, they're unbeaten. They play Omaha Groves, who they thumped earlier this week, 11-0 in seven innings. And if they can win one of two games, Groves would have to beat Kearney twice. Kearney will be the state champs.
Well, let's be honest, Doug. You remember back that the juniors had that opportunity to move on to a regional. It was this group of kids that made it quite a run in that tournament. I believe got to the finals versus Nevada, I believe.
Kind of a one-time deal where they went down to Missouri the day after they won the state, had to travel down and play the very next day. So
the team may not be done with their season quite yet. So once again, we are expecting Commissioner Dan Beebe to make his way over to us. Looking forward to that, and I'm sure that the questions aren't comfortable, but I think coming into this, he knew he would have to answer a few of them, especially from the Nebraska and Colorado point of view. By the way, Dave Plotty at Colorado does such a wonderful job as sports information guy. They are already here. Colorado has entered the building. They don't go till tomorrow. And it's just amazing for all these, Mobley that shies away and doesn't really care about this day. Well, doesn't care about it. He doesn't go out of his way to embrace it and may have a lot of fun with it. Colorado does such a spectacular job and go out of their way to get everybody to talk to. Dave Plotty is already here. That's just amazing.
Don't you think, Daddy, that things have been this has probably been the best Big 12 media day since we've been coming, and we understand that the Big Ten does it so differently, and that's going on next week in Chicago, and that's where our microphones will be in 2011 for media days when we head to Big Ten country. It'll be interesting when Nebraska gets there, but, boy, it just seems like everybody's a lot more relaxed. I'm sure Texas won't be the same way tomorrow, but it will be interesting. Texas and Oklahoma both here tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see who we will have join us on the program. Colorado and Kansas, I think, are going to get lost in the fold, even with Colorado leaving for the Pac-10 and Turner Gill taking over at Kansas.
Yeah, certainly it's highlighted that last day by Oklahoma and Texas. And like you said, we never know who we're going to get, but normally we see very, very seldom see a Texas player even get out and mingle around, unless it's like a third-string offensive tackle they bring along, and he's pretty readily available. But, Oklahoma, we've had Gerald McCoy on from past media days. It's just one of those things that we'll effort whatever we can do, and hopefully we'll be able to get you some great guests tomorrow as well.
Well, as the commissioner makes his way this way in just a moment, Oklahoma State still rumbling around, Missouri, Texas Tech, Kansas State here on day two. Just a couple of shout-outs, Nebraska Coaches Clinic going on. The All-Star basketball games were last night. The girls game, not much of a competition. The Red got out early and was able to keep a double-digit lead most of the night. The Red beat the Blues 62-47. Cammie Bruckman of Silver Lake was on the winning team. She had 6 points in the ball game. Frankie Peterson of Cambridge had a bucket. Jessica Murdoch of Southern Valley scored 7. And Stacia Robertson of Grand Island also scored 7 in the game for the winners. The leading scorer was Sarah Nelson from Omaha West Side. On the Blues side, Nicole Arp played. She had a bucket. Ashley Axwood of Pleasanton had 5 points in that ball game last night as well. In the boys' game, Dalton St. Cecilia, really the only area player, had 5 points in that 82-81 more exciting boys basketball game. And tonight, volleyball, tomorrow, softball, as the coaches clinic continues in Lincoln.
Of course, Dalton getting ready to play a little football at Hastings College.
Also, last night, we were talking a little bit about baseball. Shelton Gibbon was eliminated in the Class B Junior State Tournament, and in Class C, Valparaiso edged DCB by a score of 5-4 in that winner's bracket game. So now DCB will play Pender today at 5 o'clock, and a win there will keep them alive, try and play for the championship. Sutton beat Harvard Giltner last night in the C5 Seniors Tournament, so they play Dakin Meridian for the championship today. In Gibbon, St. Paul won the C6 Seniors Tournament by beating Strasburg Osceola Shelby. They did beat them in the first game 9-2, so St. Paul had to play another one, and they won that game by a score of 8-4. And Thompson Creek, which is Wilcox Hildreth, is going to play Alma for the championship in the C7 tournament in Overton tonight. So all of that going on in American Legion baseball. And as we mentioned just before the break, Kearney Post 52 was eliminated by Millard West 7-2. Kearney Runza, a 15-13 win over Omaha Westside, will play Omaha Gross for the championship tonight, 5 o'clock. And if necessary, should Kearney get beat, they would have to play again following that contest. We're still awaiting Commissioner Dan Beebe to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So let's take another break as he's wrapping up one interview. Should be headed our way from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Back to Dallas after this.
Summer is fun, but with bug bites, you have to be careful for West Nile and Lyme disease. Ask your pharmacist at ABC Drug how to help fight insect bites. ABC Drug is your summer-soothing Health Mart headquarters. ABC now carries insulated picnic totes, complete with shatter-resistant plates and glasses, silverware, napkins, and salt and pepper shakers, with room to pack the meal. It's all you need for the perfect picnic. Only at ABC Drug and Gift, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
With Easy Auction, you can save half on ladies' watches from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings, or nearly half on a 14-karat yellow and white gold diamond pendant, or save on gifts from A Perfect Gift, saving half on $25 certificates. A few minutes to save a whole lot of dollars. It's Easy Auction. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
SOS Portable Toilets invites you to come out to the Buffalo County Fair July 28th through August 3rd. Bring the family, enjoy great food, tractor pull, live entertainment, thrilling rides, and 4-H exhibits. So come join us from SOS Portable Toilets in Hastings, the only way to go. Peavey Company knows you won't want to miss the Buffalo County Fair in Kearney July 28th through August 3rd. So get the family together and join us for all the fun, including the 4-H exhibits and events, demolition derby, livestock judging, mouth-watering food, and so much more from Peavey Company in Kearney.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community using partnerships with other like-minded groups. Here's Pete McConnell, the executive director of the Crossroads Center Mission, talking about their association with the Hastings Family YMCA.
At Crossroads, of course, being a homeless shelter, there's not a lot of recreation area available there, especially with a high volume of people that are staying there right now. So it's something that our guests can look forward to. They know if they really put 100% into this program, they're trying really hard, they're getting their lives back on track, they know that they're going to have the opportunity to access the services at the YMCA. And we find that it's really something that they look forward to.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and organizations like the Crossroads Center Mission are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Big D?
You just have to keep them on a tight leash.
Doug and Daddy return to Dallas for the last ever Big 12 Media Days before it becomes the Big 20. And Nebraska moves to the Big 10, which goes from 11 teams to a dozen, making it the Big 12.
Put somebody in charge of this thing and get this thing moving.
Coverage of Big 12 Media Days with Doug and Daddy, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. 11-1 on ESPN Superstation 1460. 60 and 1550.
We continue on with Big 12 Conference Media Days here in Dallas, brought to you exclusively on the Doug and Daddy Show by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. If you need more information, you can go to brucefurniture.com. They've got all the info you need, maybe give you a little look at how you can get the tools to design a room that you want to set up with the new furniture. Plus, follow them on Facebook and Twitter. They've got special email surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture customer. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge, and South Marion Road in Hastings. We've already had a chance to talk with Chris Lincoln and Bob Davian, Texas Tech Stephen Sheffield, Ori Lemon, the Oklahoma State linebacker. Coming up, we are going to talk to Tommy Tuberville, and we may do that here in just a moment. Got some other folks rolling around waiting on Commissioner Dan Beebe. I'll say it, one of the other radio stations is just being a bunch of A's. He's been over there for about 20-some minutes. And,
yeah, it's your favorite guy, too.
We're on deck, so that's all we can say, abusing their privilege at the moment. But we don't. We try to do what folks want to hear. And coming up, Tommy Tuberville is going to join us. Plus, we're going to have the interview with Bo Pelini from yesterday. It's day two of three. Tomorrow, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Colorado will be on hand to give us all that we need that it's coming up here at Big 12 Conference Media Days. Coming up as well, we've kind of recapped what else has went on in the day of sports. Tonight, Cliff Lee gets the start here, Daddy, in Texas for the Rangers. We had a chance to talk with some of the folks that cover the Rangers, and they're pretty high on what's going on down here.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, they've been a lot like Kansas City the last few years. You get a couple, three quality players, you're always nervous they're going to be traded away instead of traded to you. So they pick up Cliff Lee, had to give him a first baseman. It's very strange. Chris Davis, their first baseman, hitting under 200. You know, you expect that power guy at first base. Like, they don't have that, and they're still doing awfully well, with a couple pitchers that many people haven't heard of, one of them being Tommy Hunter.
You fired up for tonight?
Not really. I don't even know where we're going for sure.
Well, you know, whatever we see has got to be better than Minnesota 19 and Kansas City 1. And Zach Greinke started that game last night, and a couple of bloop singles, a big game for Maurer. Hit one from his ankles out of the ballpark, and had a little Texas leaguer in the first inning. And it just didn't go well last night for the Royals. So they got thumped, and they will finish that series tomorrow afternoon. Game two of that series is tonight right here on ESPN Radio. First pitch is set for 7:10. Looks like we've made some progress, and Commissioner Beebe looks like he's making his way this way. So appreciate your patience and staying with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show until the top of the hour, and a lot more going on. It'll be interesting to see the commissioner's reaction to some of the things that are going on in the world. If you've got a question, email it to the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. And Commissioner Beebe is set to join us here on the ESPN Radio in Central Nebraska. And Doug Duda, Tony Davis, the Big Daddy.
Tony, good to see you.
Well, Commissioner, great to have you. And first off, thanks for taking time to chat with the media, because obviously you're getting a lot of the same questions, and you've had some time to maybe digest a little bit of what's went on here in the last 3-4 months.
Yes, well, you know, I probably need to just have to play a tape and give it to all of you so you can run the same thing over and over again.
Are you comfortable now? Have things settled down, and are things calm in the water with the Big 12 Conference?
Yeah, I think that there is certainly a lot of turbulence, and we're very, you know, I personally and I think, you know, professionally are disappointed about losing two valuable members that have been such great contributors to the old Big 8, the Big 12, and college sports, period. There are great people at University of Nebraska in the leadership positions and at Colorado, and we're going to miss them. But at the same time, you know, we've got a plan going forward that I think is very strong, and then I think that our remaining members are very excited about a 10-member conference where you get to play each other in a round-robin in football and double-round-robin in basketball and other sports. And so we're going to continue on and do the best thing we can. And I think I've never seen the level of appreciation for each other and commitment that I've seen since the conclusion for folks to come back together.
Dan, in hindsight, did you trust the wrong people? One being Jim Delaney.
No, Jim and I have a great relationship. We've talked to each other frequently throughout the process, and I understood where he was and what he was looking at. So I don't think that, there's something.
And I'm not I don't want to.
No, I get it. I mean, he was straightforward. I mean, we don't discuss publicly what we're discussing, so. You know, one of the biggest.
You can if you want to, right?
but one of the biggest concerns I had was so much information, misinformation being bandied about. We knew kind of internally, you know, what we were up to, although we didn't know what final conclusions would be. I talked to Jim frequently throughout the process, and so there was no real big surprise with some of the things that he was doing.
I guess this has been my one question that I keep coming up with. When the Big 12 was formed, they were from the defunct league, Texas, and those schools. We were on solid footing, or the Big 8 was on solid footing, embracing them. Why did it get to a point where, in Nebraska at least, it feels like Texas made all the rules?
I wasn't around when it was first formed. I was interviewed for the job, actually, when it was first formed, but I didn't get it. I was, probably a little young. I was 37. I think that, first of all, a big misnomer, and this was from my viewpoint back when I was interviewed when it was formed, was that, the old Big 8 was on solid footing in terms of the national presence. Remember, the CFA just broke up. It was the negotiating entity for college football. Conferences were being formed around, television markets, like the SEC grew to 12, and you had the Big Ten has already had significant markets. And the old Big 8 occupied 7 or 8% of the U.S. households. That was not going to be a very good bargaining position when it came up for the next negotiation, and the people in the Big 8 understood that. That's why there was interest. On the other side of it, just to give you perspective, Texas and Texas A&M were being very hotly pursued by other conferences. They had options. And similar to what happened this time. I mean, the growth of the nation is in the Sun Belt. The future of a lot of these, big marketing deals are in the Sun Belt, not just for college, but in other aspects, too. It's not anything that we can dispute. I mean, there are high schools closing in Chicago and Detroit and Cleveland. Things are growing in the Sun Belt areas. So Texas at the time, and Texas A&M, and frankly Colorado, because the Pac-10 made a pitch at them, had options. So they had the ability to say, hey, look, we want to be in with these kind of rules and these kind of standards. And I think what was ironic is, Texas had, through this process, and it's been stated, they did not want at all for Nebraska to depart. They were, as a matter of fact, it was one of the things that I think caused them to look strongly at whether they were going to continue or go on, because there is a lot of, in spite of what some of the media and the fans indicate, There is a lot of great feeling between the two institutions on a lot of levels. There's a high class of fans at both institutions. I think they treated each other with respect and care, and unfortunately, it's gotten played out like by probably a minority, like it's worse than it really is.
Well, Commissioner Dan Beebe of the Big 12 Conference is here to enlighten us a little bit more, because I think in Nebraska we have felt that maybe we haven't heard all the answers from the other side. We heard from Harvey Perlman on the day that Nebraska committed to the Big Ten Conference. The one question that's out there, and Chancellor Perlman said this, Texas did not want to commit at your Big 12 meetings in Kansas City to staying in the conference for the what-if scenarios. What if Missouri leaves? What if Colorado leaves? And Nebraska makes it sound like that's when they made the decision that if we can't get a commitment from Texas, we have to look out for ourselves. Is that the way you saw it? And if so, why wouldn't Texas make that commitment before Nebraska had to leave or decided to leave?
Well, what I heard Chancellor Perlman say is that Texas was, he brought up granting all the rights to the conference, not that they wouldn't commit. And there were meetings that we had that were, private meetings. Those issues have been raised in the past, granting the rights, and frankly, Texas and Nebraska stood in the exact same place. They weren't willing to grant rights. I mean, it's so ironic how these two institutions were so linked in so many ways with revenue sharing. I mean, one of the big misnomers is, the conference wasn't sharing revenue equally So that's why Nebraska left. Nebraska has always been for the current revenue sharing formula. I mean, Texas and Nebraska were linked more closely on more issues than probably any other two institutions in the conference. And one of them was also, both of them were not willing until recently to grant all their rights until they saw what negotiated contracts we were going to have. So that's something that certainly is, we're going to, you know, as we go forward, this conference has gone through the process, and most conferences are like that, where we negotiate the contracts, we come back, and the schools grant the rights necessary to fulfill the contract.
I think that's one big misnomer that was out there was your television contract with the Big 12, you were getting ready to pitch a new deal. So when people were harping, well, we're not getting the money the Big 10 is, yeah. We're not getting the money. Well, it's an old contract. We're on the Tom Brady's upset. He's in the last year of contract, too. It's not a very good deal for him right now. No, but it sure as hell is going to be a good deal when we read it, when you got it renegotiated and took the Big 12 the direction you hope to take the Big 12.
Yeah, and we're somewhat hamstrung by these staggered rights deals that I inherited. You know, other conferences, the rights are all up together. Ours are staggered. It looked like a good thing, I think, at the time when they did that, but now it doesn't turn out to be as good. But when we projected ahead, we were going to be in every bit as good a position as any conference in the country with the value of our, you know, with the value of our programs and the kind of success we've had. And so, yeah, you're right, Tony. I mean, we were heading, and we got verification. We were heading down a good path, and that was before, you know, Nebraska and Colorado started to leave. And that's the other thing is, this is about so much more than the athletics connection. I mean, that's the thing that, and that's why you can't really. I mean, I don't harbor any resentment. I wish that Nebraska had remained because they're just such a great institution with great people in a terrific state. I talked to Coach Bellini yesterday. I mean, I really think he's just a tremendous coach and a good person. There's so many good people. So I it's hard to see that departure, but at the same time, the decision was made on so many more levels than.
Well, the common fan doesn't look at the chemistry department. You know, that whole academic
right.
side of things, is just that's just a fact.
Right. Or they're not watching the chemistry lab experiment on TV.
There you go.
Or Nebraska men's basketball team for all that goes. Dan Beebe with us for just another moment. He's been kind to give us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio here in Central Nebraska. I guess, bluntly, what went wrong? I think Nebraska would have been just fine fan-wise to stay in the Big 12 and still have a disgust for Texas and Texas, you know, from the fan funds, they seem to respect Oklahoma
yeah.
and really want to dig at Texas. If it comes right down to the brass tacks, what went wrong?
You know, that's more the question for the people there in charge because I think we presented every case we could about why the value was to stay in the Big 12 for all sorts of reasons. I talked about the growth of Sun Belt. You know, the departure of people in the upper Midwest, you know, the future. But you can't deny the fact that the Big Ten has, right now, and this current, it may not be that way in 15 or 20 years, but they have the highest level of the most homogeneity in terms of the academic institutions.
Homogeneity, we've got to write that down.
In other words, you got to look up.
So I don't know, you know, I can only speculate as to all the reasons. And like I said, it's somewhat sad and unfortunate for me personally because of just my high regard for Nebraska. And we got a great guy that works in our office. It's Nebraska great player Ed Stewart, and I know it's hard for him to watch it. So I don't know. I mean, you know, other people might say, a lot of Nebraskans might say, hey, what went right? How did we finally get this right? I don't feel that way because I'm on the other side of it. You know, I'm on the side of watching a terrific program depart us, and that's hard to take.
All right, I'll ask you, are you 100% confident that last second should have been put on the clock and the call was made correctly?
Yes, no question.
Okay.
In terms of time and distance, okay, it's always reviewable when it's critical. One of the things that had been argued, you know, was, well, you know, there's so many times and the ball hits the ground and, you know, they don't account for it. Well, that's the same way. You remember Nebraska's first drive. They go for it on fourth down. There's not, you know, it's marked short, so it's going to be Texas's ball going the other way. And time and distance, again, is reviewable. Many times during the game, I'm sure the ball is not marked precisely. But in that place, it was critical.
Yeah.
Go up to the review. The ball was advanced. Nebraska kept the ball. and ended up scoring their first points that could have been the difference of the game. So in time and distance, always before the halves or at critical points, like if you're going for a first down, it's going to be reviewable. There was a play earlier in the season with Notre Dame and somebody where the national coordinator sent, and it was the same kind of situation as before the half. They put a second back on the clock or something, and they said, this is exactly how you apply the rules. So we applied it exactly the way it was supposed to be applied.
We've disagreed a little bit on this issue.
The two of you?
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Should be back on, but it's all good. The official word from the commissioner. I know you've got a lot of folks that want to talk to you, so we're not going to hoard your time. But thanks for giving the boys from Nebraska a few minutes here today.
Well, we'll miss you here in the future, guys. Appreciate your great coverage. And,
well, hell, we might just show up.
Yeah. The food's good,
there
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does sound like this media day is better than the other one. Thanks, Commissioner.
Take care, guys.
Dan Beebe,
bye-bye.
The Commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, joining us here live from Dallas. And very to the point, very answered every question that we wanted to ask him here today.
Yeah, you know what? As I know he's had those questions, already asked them, continues to answer them. I don't know, there would be people out there, well, you didn't ask a hard question. Well, I think we asked as hard a question as...
Well, what'd you want us to
say? Yeah, exactly. What'd you want to say? You can shoot those at Den Popper inbox.
I think it was a fine interview. If you want to know more, off to the Den Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, if you've missed any of our interviews, go to the podcast up after the show. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Looking for the best deal on high-quality tires? Then now is the time to get to Big O Tires during our red, white, and blue tag sale.
Save $100 on all red tag sets of tires, $50 off all white tags, and $30 off all blue tags.
It's Big O Tires, and that means big savings because every tire in the store is on sale now.
You will save big money during our red, white, and blue tag sale, so don't miss it.
Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. We're the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region with over 140 years of combined experience at our two locations. We're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. With a high level of customer service at both locations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9. KHS Radio, Hastings Link, 1230 a.m., and ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Taylor's first annual barbecue rib and hot wing festival. Outside in Taylor's parking lot. It opens at 6. Hot wing eating contest at 6:30 with a $100 first prize. Music at 8. Brahms Howell featuring former members of Blackberry Winter. Then Texas Blue Dog with the Young Raider Horns. Hot R&B featuring Rose Elgar and C. Tom Taylor on vocals. Admission includes smoked ribs, hot wings, 12-ounce Bud Grant. $10 advance at Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings. Hastings State Bank, Video Kingdom, and Wells Fargo. $12 at the gate. July 31st, Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney. They're there for you with great deals. Go to brucefurniture.com, the exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show here in Dallas. And, Daddy, you know, just finished up with Commissioner Dan Beebe. Any thoughts on what he had to say, any agreement, any disagreement? I thought it was interesting. One of the points you continued to make was how Texas came into what was viewed as a stronger lead with the Southwest Conference breaking up, and the commissioner, you know, again, you can make an argument for your case on different levels. I mean, you can say that only 8% of the country was into the TV revenue of the Big Eight Conference. Well, yeah, but there was a lot of other things that the Big Eight had that the Southwest Conference didn't have, and there are no major television markets in the old Big Eight Conference outside of Kansas. I mean, you had Kansas City, Denver, St. Louis, and again, how big are those markets right. on the national scene? Large, but not top 10.
No, absolutely.
Not Houston, not Dallas, not San Antonio.
No, you're looking at, you know, markets. I think Denver was 16 when Colorado chose to leave. You know, you got 16, you got 21, you got 20. Yeah, that's not a lot of households when you're looking at the nation as a whole. Now, did they think we played a pretty good brand of football? Well, I think everybody agreed that you did. I think everybody would agree it was one of the strongest conferences, you know, and a lot had to do with the top two, maybe a little top-heavy with Nebraska and Oklahoma, but you embrace with other schools, and then just from Nebraska's standpoint, it looked like Texas started running everything from almost day one. Now, Mr. Beebe saying that, hey, Nebraska and Texas were side-by-side on so many issues, it's not even funny. You know, maybe we were. You know, that doesn't get documented as much as it probably should have.
Well, out of nowhere, we go to the Dead Popper inbox. Emotional end to a great season of Deadliest Catch tonight. Thank you, Discovery Channel, from the Riz. Just out of nowhere. Thanks, Riz. An emotional end to a great season of Deadliest Catch. Okay. All right. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia still to come here. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That is the number. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Tommy Tuberville, the head coach at Texas Tech, is going to join us here in just a moment. And this year, Texas Tech has a nice little low running back in Baron Batch that is expected to do some good things and may be able to give them some yards that they haven't been able to see in the past. In fact, last year, as their leading rusher, it was under 1,000 yards. He gained 903 yards. Here's your trivia question as we go into break and then come back and talk to Coach Tuberville. If you know the answer to this trivia question and are the first in at 888-455-3776, you will win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat. Who is the all-time leading rusher at Texas Tech? Who is the all-time leading rusher at Texas Tech? Call now. You can win Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Back with Tommy Tuberville after this.
Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The season is over for the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team. Millard South scored 8 runs in the second inning and went on to beat Hastings 14-2 last night in the elimination game of the Class A state tournament in Columbus. Hastings got out ahead in the ball game 16-4. Darren Dice was the losing pitcher. He lasted just 1 2/3 innings and gave up 8 runs and 9 base hits. Kyle Hamburger had 2 hits for Hastings. Ryan Bender had a solo home run. Hastings ends the season at 22-30. In the other game, Papillion La Vista South beat Lincoln Southwest by the score of 8-5. Kearney Runza is still undefeated at the Class A state tournament in Papillion. Kearney beat Omaha Westside 15-13 last night. The game featured 27 hits, 6 errors, and a 30-minute delay because of a power outage at Frickey Field in Papillion. Kearney is now 44-5. They will play Omaha Gross for the American Division Championship tonight. Gross eliminated Millard West last night 11-7, and Gross would have to beat Kearney twice to win the crown. Kearney Post 52's bid for a 4th straight junior state championship is over. Kearney lost to Millard West 7-2 last night. Kearney ends the season at 30-16. In the other game, Omaha Creighton Prep beat Omaha Westside by a score of 5-4. At the Class B state tournament in O'Neill last night, Shadron got by Blair 4-3. Wayne ousted Shelton Gibbon 14-8. And Beatrice knocked off Seward 7-3. Shadron will play Seward at 5 o'clock this afternoon, followed by Beatrice against Wayne at 8. At the Class C State Tournament in Pender, Davenport Edgar beat Hardington 10-0. Pender got by Mount Michael 7-3, and Valparaiso edged Dannebrog Carroll Bullis by the score of 5-4. Today, Dannebrog Carroll Bullis will play Pender at 5 o'clock, and Valparaiso will take on Davenport Edgar at 7:30. In the C5 Seniors Tournament in Giltner last night, Sutton beat Harvard Giltner 7-6. Sutton will play Deakin Meridian for the championship at 5:30 tonight. St. Paul won the C6 District Championship in Gibbon. Stromsburg Osceola Sargent forced a second championship game by beating St. Paul 9-2 in the first game. St. Paul came back to win the second game by the score of 8-4. At the C7 Tournament in Overton, Thompson Creek beat Elwood Eustace. So Thompson Creek will move on to play Alma for the championship at 5 this afternoon. Nebraska coach Doc Sadler says his men's basketball team will get some much-needed work when it plays 4 games during an 8-day trip to the Bahamas next month. The Cornhuskers will begin practicing next Monday for games against the 4 club teams they'll face on that trip, which starts on August the 13th. Sadler said the trip comes at a great time and it should help the team improve as it prepares for next season. Nebraska finished 15-18 last year. They were last in the Big 12 Conference with a mark of 2-14. That's sports.
Oh, we've got a winner, folks. We'll tell you about it in just a moment. But first, a reminder that the Doug and Daddy Show is brought to you here exclusively at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas by our friends at Bruce Furniture. They want your purchase to be just right for you. That's not just on the furniture. It's the entire experience from delivery to their satisfaction guarantee. Says if after a few days you're not happy, well, then they're not happy, and they'll make sure that everything is right with you. At Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, and congratulations to our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia winner today, Sean from Kearney. It took a few guys and gals, a few calls to get it, and maybe not a name that's going to roll right off your tongue because it happened about 15 years ago, but Byron Hansford rushed for 4,219 yards from 94 to 96, just ahead of James Gray, outrushed him in his career by about 150 yards. But the career rushing leader, Byron Hansford, 4,219 his senior season in 1996 from Texas Tech. Big 12 Media Days continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And I'll tell you what, we talked about it yesterday. We talked about it last week leading up to this. There was one person I really wanted to talk to because I think this is the most interesting program in the Big 12 that could make a difference on who does what this year, and that is Texas Tech. And Coach Tommy Tuberville is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, we have differing opinions on what we think Texas Tech is going to do this year, but we do know one thing. A lot of changes is what everybody thinks. Coach, how many changes will there be, and welcome to the show.
There'll be a lot of changes. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be in the Big 12 or whatever we're going to call it. And it's been an interesting 6 months for me. You know, when you change a job, and I've done this at Ole Miss and at Auburn, it takes a year because everybody wants to get their hands on you, and not just your fans but other fans, because, you know, you're new and everybody wants to hear your ideas. And so it's been a tough 6 months, but now I think after today the wind will be at my back, and we'll get back into practice, and that's what we all look forward to, the season coming up.
Is it strange for you, Coach, when you share your ideas? Sometimes they aren't the ideas other people want to hear.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, that everybody doesn't believe what you believe. It's just absolutely amazing. Everybody's supposed to believe that, right? You know, now I spent a year on your guys' side of the ball, in the media, and I learned a lot of the things that go through what you guys do. And one thing I learned is patience, and then of course I expressed my opinion quite a bit because that's what ESPN wanted me to do. And unfortunately, I get back in coaching, I express my opinion one time, and I get hammered. So, I haven't got everything changed like I need to be. I guess I'm on the right path now.
Tommy Tuberville, for the record, we're on your side. Tommy Tuberville joins us, the head coach at Texas Tech. What did you find when you showed up? You took the job. You got a couple of weeks into your office, and were able to get everything settled down a little bit. What did you find, and where did you see the program at?
You know, it's in good shape in a lot of areas. Obviously, you know, when there's a coaching change, there's problems. And, you know, it's not just because a guy left. There's got to be some things wrong. And Mike did a good job, obviously, offense scoring points. But, you know, I like winning championships, and you can't win championships unless you play defense. I mean, you look at Nebraska last year; they were one of the best teams in the country on defense, and Texas one of the, and so they played in the championship game. You're not going to get to Dallas and play in a championship game in this league or in the SEC or anywhere unless you have a top 10 defense, and so that's what we don't have. We're working towards that. I brought James Willis in to run my defense. I'm a defensive guy. Now, we will not change our offense in terms of being exciting, throwing the ball down the field. I think, you know, Tech has a niche of recruiting that type of player now because what they've got going on. But we will change the running game. We're going to run the ball a little bit more.
Is that difficult to not change, to put your faith in maybe a system that you're not used to running? You tried it a little bit at Auburn. You got away from it. Does that take a lot of faith on your part?
Well, as a coach, you have to figure out what you can do at your program to be competitive. You know, in the SEC, you know, we were very competitive. We won 13 one year and won the SEC. But in our situation there, I felt like we needed to do something different. And so we went to the spread. Now, nobody runs a spread in the SEC. They say that Florida does, but Urban Meyer learned very quickly when he came there and throwing the ball around, you better run it and you better play defense to have a chance to win over there. And he adjusted quite well. Now I'm going to have to do the same thing on the other hand in the Big 12. I've got to have faith that, you know, throwing the ball, you can win. But also, I will not change the fact that you need to run the ball a little bit. And we've got Baron Batch, we've got Eric Stevens, two running backs on our team that I was quite surprised that we had, that they could start in the SEC at tailback. I mean, that's how good they are. So that's really going to help us. And, you know, we're going to run the ball a little more, but we've got some very good receivers, two good quarterbacks that you guys will soon meet. And then I just got to get the defense on the same level, and we're not close right now. We've got a lot of recruiting to do.
Obviously, Coach Willis, you've got a lot of confidence in him to bring him in and get this get the ship righted. What did you see in him, or what's he bring to the Big 12 that's going to astonish some people?
Well, he's a good young coach. Now he worked for me in 1999 after getting out of the NFL. He played at Auburn, played about 8 or 9 years in the NFL. Very, very, very good career. And then turned around and wanted to get in coaching. He GA'd for me for a year. I said, go get you a job somewhere else. You're not going to coach here. You got to learn. You got to earn your spurs. And so he goes to Rhode Island, goes to Temple. And then I hired him back 3 or 4 years ago to work for me. And then when I left Auburn, I got Nick to hire him at Alabama. He knows my philosophy. I don't have to worry about it as much. You know, I'm going to have to spend more time on the offensive side of the ball. Now, that's scary. Sure. But I'm going to have to spend more time over there just to learn what's going on and what we can do. And that's the type of coach. I took my philosophy from Jimmy Johnson, you know, try to handle all of it, but give responsibility of people to run it, you know, and don't just be a guy that doesn't know the names of the defense, doesn't know the names of the offense. We need a coach at Texas Tech right now that understands every phase, that will get involved in every phase, but not to the point where you screw it up. You know, just let your guys coach.
Coach, everybody wants to know about this schedule. You had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the two games to start off. Then you jump into the conference with none other than the big boy on the block in Texas. And then two games round out the season are non-conference games. Just your overall thoughts on that.
I don't like that. And I don't think you would either. I think you need to have at least one of your rival games at the end of the year. And in our league, everybody has a couple of two or three, and you'd like to finish on one. I think it makes the season mean a lot more. But we do play a Houston team at the end of the year that's going to be very good. They beat Tech last year. I think just because they're in the state, that'll add something to that. But in the future, now we don't have a lot of say-so about that. You know, that's given to you by the conference. But when we do our realignment and our scheduling in the next month or 2 months, you know, for the next couple of years after it's all realigned and go to the 9-game season, hopefully we can arrange that where it's a little bit more fan-friendly, as I would speak.
Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville, I know you got to move on, so let's ask you the one question that everybody's asking you. Where are you at in this quarterback race?
Well, I wish we were a lot farther along, but most people know that we get into spring practice and third day, Sheffield breaks his foot, and the fourth day, Potts breaks his finger. And I could tell you a lot more about our backup quarterbacks right now because that's the only ones I've seen throw in actual scrimmages. But these two guys are vets. You know, they've been in the league. They've won games. They've lost games. They've started games. They've come off the bench. Both are very talented. I'm if I had one of these guys at Auburn, you know, my last year, I'd probably still be over there. But it's fun to be around guys that know how to throw the ball. But I'm not looking for just a quarterback. I'm looking for a leader of the team. Your quarterback is the biggest leader of your team, including the head coach. And you got to have a guy that the defense and the offense respects and understands, hey, he can win games for us, whether it's a big game or a game that might not be as big. So I don't know who it's going to be. I think both of them have a great shot. And, you know, they're good friends, but it will be competitive in the next 3 weeks.
You've been in the SEC. Now you're in the Big 12. What's the best conference in the nation?
Well, the Big 12.
There you go.
No doubt about it. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't even think it's close. All right, guys.
Coach, welcome to the league. A pleasure
Thank
chatting
you.
With you.
Good to see y'all. Daddy Thank
show.
You. Have a good year.
Tommy Tuberville, head coach, brand new head coach, of course, at Texas Tech. We're glad to have him with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville here at Big 12 Media Days. Daddy, again, we'll see. We'll see as coach continues to be busy here. I guess I'm still not 100% sold. I he's a good coach. They've got good players. Talking to the quarterbacks, as we talked to Stephen Sheffield earlier, wow. I think they've got the capability maybe of beating some lesser teams just with their offense still, and I guess that's going to be the key. Can they find the running game? Can they have Batch run that football? And can they play defense?
He knows if he wants to win a championship, it's going to be in defensively getting a lot better. And it starts this year. I don't know if it'll happen this year, but down the road, I think Texas got a very good chance to be good again.
We've got more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to hear from Bo Pelini before we get out of here today. A chance to chat with him yesterday. And who knows who else? Gary Pinkel, Missouri head coach, is right around the corner here. We'll see if we have a chance to talk with him on the show today or whether we'll have to save that for down the road. We'll take a break. We're back with more after this.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Complete your dream bathroom with great deals on name brand products now during Menards Project Day Sale. Save big on Elgin Whirlpools, all on sale. The Cypress model features classic styling and replaces an existing standard size tub. With six adjustable jets for a relaxing bath, the Cypress Whirlpool by Elgin is on sale now for just $349. Plus, there's no interest for 12 months on qualifying purchases with your Menards big card.
Save big money at Menards.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessary.
And we're back in Dallas with day two starting to wind down of Big 12 Conference Media Days. We're glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you exclusively from Dallas by our friends at Bruce Furniture, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether you doze in a Lazy Boy or a lane recliner while watching the pennant races or the PGA, or if you're just getting ready for football season, college, and the NFL, settle in for a night's rest as well from Bruce Furniture Sleep Centers. Rest and relaxation. R&R. Daddy knows those two words. It all begins by seeing Doug and Michael Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge.
I want to personally go out of my way and say thank you to all of our fans listening on Alliance at Alliance today. Cause appreciate having them with us.
I know we had a lot of fans listening in on the website. And, Daddy, we have to give a special shout-out to some of our new friends down here in Dallas, Texas. In fact, it wasn't even really in Dallas. It's in one of the suburbs.
Colleyville.
Yeah, we can't really go into all the details here, but we had a special experience at dinner the other night. And at Bellissimo's, a little Italian place here, kind of off the beaten path that we would not have found. We were going to a steakhouse or two that happened to be closed because it was Sunday, and we ended up at Bellissimo's, and we were having a hard time, I can't even believe this, finding a cab at 9 o'clock at night. Not that there weren't cabs available or that they were busy. It wasn't that they were busy. It was just flat-out hard to find a cab to get back to our motel. And we want to thank Arta, Laura, and Katie over at the Bellissimo's for helping us out that night and helping us get back because Daddy was tired after he ate.
Did they help us?
They looked up all these cab numbers.
Okay, they did
all
do that.
These companies. Oh, they did a great job. Now, what happened after that, they cannot be held responsible for. But to Laura, Katie, Arta over at Bellissimo's, who said they were going to listen, we're giving you a shout-out saying thanks for your help here on the Doug and Daddy Show and helping a couple Nebraska boys out. Not that we were lost. We just didn't want to walk a half hour over the interstate back to our motel.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it's just it's a long story. It really is, and it doesn't get any better from there.
Yeah, strange is the word. Strange in the word. Let's just say it involved catching a ride in a pickup that Daddy drove.
Yes, with two of our
that's just the way it was.
Friends that couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
What do you do?
We didn't get very good directions. Let's just put it that way. As always, we want to thank the fine folks who joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today at 888-455-3776. All the emails. We will hear from Bo Pelini before we sign off, so stay with us for that. We're anticipating that we might have a chance here to talk with Gary Pinkel, the head coach at Missouri, as Daddy is making that effort at this moment. We'll see if that happens or if it does not happen, and if not, then we'll talk to Coach Pelini. We heard from him yesterday after the show, and Daddy, it looks like we'll hear from Coach Pelini, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it looks.
There it is. They don't call him the best co-host in the business for nothing right there, folks. Daddy doing his job. I had a chance to catch up yesterday with Coach Bo Pelini of the Huskers after we had signed off the air and talked to him a little bit about Nebraska, a little bit trying to replace Ndamukong Suh, trying to find some guys that can do that. Maybe will they be able to do that? And, of course, how the quarterback situation is all panned out and a variety of things there. So chance yesterday to talk with the head coach at the University of Nebraska in Bo Pelini. So we'll have that here for you in just a second. Remind you that you are listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. We are Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. And yesterday I had a chance to talk with the head coach at the University of Nebraska, Bo Pelini, and ask the coach, can you replace an Ndamukong Suh?
I don't think there's any question. Our guys are, you know, I think they look forward to it as a challenge, and it is a challenge. And, you know, fortunately, I've been around a lot of great players, and, you know, and it's not about, you know, playing great defense isn't about one particular guy. And it's not like there's just one guy, like Suh is just taking 10 other guys and throwing them around and making every tackle. There are a lot of guys that helped make him be a good player, too. And but, you know, that perception being out there and a lot of people questioning what we're going to be defensively, our guys, they understand what's ahead of them. And I think they all want to show that, hey, we played a big part of that, how we played last year in our own right. We're getting ready to show the world that.
Coach, can you explain a little bit of what Suh was able to do that maybe some other kids just won't be able to do?
Well, yeah, he did some things, you know, that, yeah, I mean, he had some instincts about him. But, you know, like I said, I've been around some good ones. But, you know, he made some plays at the right, at some big times, you know, made some big plays at the right time. And he did a good job. And I'll tell you, you know, you look at Crick and how he played. He had a pretty formidable year in his own right. And, but I really, I mean, I think that Sue's going to have a great career in the NFL. I really do. And I don't know how that first year will go. You never know what's going to happen in that first year, but I think he's going to be a force.
Coach, you mentioned Jared Crick. Who are some of the other guys like a Baker Steinkuhler that are going to have to step up a little bit this year and try and replace him?
Yeah, I tell you what, Baker had a really good spring. He's a different guy. They built different, you know, different type of player, but I, you know, he brings a lot to the table. Thad Randall had a really good spring. Quick, I mean, explosive athlete. And, you can just go right down the line. I really like the guys that are really competing there for some playing time. And, then the end spot, I think we have depth. I really like our end spot, some of the young guys coming up there. So it all starts up front. Those guys got to play hard and play well, and I think we'll see that.
Coach Bo Pelini joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days here in Dallas. Coach, what about all that's been made, not just today, but what's been going on earlier with the redout situation in the Beat Texas campaign?
Well, I don't think that everybody's, the fan base, is doing that. I mean, that was, you know, that redout thing was kind of a mistake. You know, it was not a mistake. The Beat Texas part of it shouldn't have been on there, but I didn't even hear about that or know about that. I don't. And what our fans do doesn't affect us. If they, everybody's going to circle certain games. I was watching a deal on ESPN the other night where they were talking about that, where they were showing, okay, these are the games that are going to be right. The biggest games.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you know, all we worry, we don't worry about, you could tell me, I couldn't even tell you the dates and what order we play our guys. All I'm worried about is what our football team's doing today. And that's all our kids are. And that's the culture which we've established. I think that's why we're moving forward as a program right now.
So, Coach, how do you keep the kids from not focusing on just one game like Texas?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it helps you in every regard. You know, you're always going to have peaks and valleys, and no matter what, no matter how good you are, no matter what happens, you're always going to have your ups and downs. You're always going to have difficulties. And if you just stay, you know, we don't change much as a program, no matter whether we win by 50 or lose by 50. When you come back in the next day, this is what you got to do. You got to keep moving forward and keep going back to work each and every day and try and keep raising that ceiling a little bit more. And if you keep doing that and you stay with that, it helps avoid the ups and downs and the distractions and all the things that the fans can afford to do, because it's not they're not in the midst of trying to get things done. But it sure will affect us if we don't handle things the right way.
Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo, let's talk a little bit about the offense. What's the status with quarterback Zach Lee?
He's 100%. He's doing well right now. He's been 100% now for probably, I would say, 10 days. I don't know. He's throwing. I haven't seen him throw, but I hear he's throwing well, and I think he's ready to compete.
Obviously, he's coming off his best game ever in the Holiday Bowl. How do you use that momentum and carry that over into this season?
I think it helps. It gives you momentum. It was a good football team we played, and I thought we played at a pretty high level, and see how it goes. You know, hopefully it carries over. I think it gave you, any time you win that last game, it kind of gives you a good feeling going in, and it makes it easier to go through the not so fun part of the year for those guys, which is winter conditioning, spring ball, and summer conditioning, and I think that's happened. Our kids have put the work in, and I think hopefully it'll pay off for them.
Coach, many of the national analysts think that Nebraska is ready to get back on that national stage. How do you approach that?
Well, I think we'll find out that I think we have to earn that. You got to earn it week to week, day to day, and if you do that, we have that opportunity this fall, and you know what we do with it, we'll see. But I think we are. I think we're at that point in the program, James, where I think we can compete with anybody. I think we can line up against anybody and compete and not get over. You know, when I first got here, it wasn't the case, and in a lot of different ways, talent-wise, but mindset-wise. And I think now our guys, I think that's changed. But like you say, you know, I've always known you can compete with the other teams, but you know, can you beat them? I don't know. It's a whole other thing. You got to make the plays when it counts. And we were close. We haven't done that yet. Hopefully, we can take the right steps this fall to kind of get over the top and maybe win a championship.
Coach, there's been talk about the defense being as good as last year, the quarterback race, having a great tight end, great kicking game, special teams. But, boy, for the first time, I haven't heard a lot of talk about your running backs. You've got Rex Burkhead trying to get back from injury. You've got Roy Helu trying to do some good things. Where do you sit at coming into the 2010 season?
Well, we're excited. Running backs, you talk about Roy being back, Roy Helu, and Rex Burkhead had a great spring. And I thought it hurt us when he went down last year because he was playing at a pretty high level. Jontravius Robinson's now 235 pounds, so he gives us that big back. And we have a lot of talent at the running back position and depth and guys that we feel can make plays for us, so we're excited about them.
Is that going to be where you hang your hat early on, try and get that established? Obviously, everybody wants to get that run game, and it may soothe if Zach's still a little banged up or you got a new guy in there?
Well, we shoot for balance, and regardless, we want to have balance on our football team. But I know, and my belief is it all starts up front. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to stop the run on defense. But you got to be able to establish a line of scrimmage if you want to be a good football team and win championships and beat the people you need to beat. And, so, you know, obviously having good running backs and having that running game, that'll make everybody better.
Coach Bo Pelini joining us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, our backyard hometown boy out of Cozad, Jared Crick. Coach, he's receiving all this national attention, and maybe it'll help because Sue went through it and he got to see most of it last year. How do you think he's going to handle it?
I can keep him grounded pretty well. So, but, you know, Crick isn't a guy that's ever going to get a big head. I mean, he doesn't pay attention. He could care less. He understands how he got to where he is, and he's earned his right to get this kind of attention, but now he understands what's in front of him. But, you know, like I said, you know, it goes into our approach and how we do things on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, you can't believe all the hype, both as a football team. Everyone's picking us to win the North and this and all the other things that are out there. You know, you're going to get what you earn. It's the same individually and it's the same team-wise. And if you keep that understanding and you stay grounded, then it won't be an issue for them.
Coach, as you've said many times, you're never satisfied until it's all done, but it's only year three in the progression you guys have made. Do you feel that the program's on the pace that you wanted to rebuild things when you took this job 3 years ago?
I don't know. We'll tell you, like I said, I'll tell you after the season's over. Like I'm focused on one thing, and I came here to win championships. That's what they expect. That's what they should expect. And until I've done that, I haven't done anything.
Well, that's Coach Bo Pelini. A chance to talk with him yesterday, and it's great to catch up with the coach and hear his comments on Zach Lee, the Redout, how they can replace Sue, what Jared Crick's going to be like, and quite a pleasure it is to get a chance to catch up with the Husker quarterback. And, Daddy, felt comfortable, felt pretty relaxed yesterday on all the things that he did.
Yeah, I think I think last year was such a maturation process for so many of those guys, seeing the scrutiny and seeing the intense pressure that the media presented on Ndamukong, and they got to see that firsthand, and there's nothing like it. I think they all learned from that, grew up a little bit, and on down the road they'll go. Jared Crick's a special one. I think he's starting to realize that, and talking to him yesterday, will he be back? I thought it was a very good question. You know, he didn't know. Obviously, he's going to sit down with Coach Pelini and me after the end of the season, and we'll see what's in best interest for all of us. And, it's one thing that you have that in the back of your mind, but you still know that there's so many football games to play, and, you know, so many people get injured in this game, and you're aware of that. And you just got to take every day and not take one for granted, I think. That's probably the general message that many of those players are relating to one another.
Well, Bo Pelini and the Huskers were here yesterday. We had a chance to hear from all of them. We'll hear from Jared Crick. I also got a chance to catch up with him after we were off the air yesterday. We'll hear from him later on in the week. Don't forget, we're back here tomorrow for the third and final day of Media Days. Plus, on Thursday and Friday, we'll hear more of our chats from down here in Dallas when we're in Omaha for the Cox Classic, and we want to congratulate all the folks that brought home championship. And now, just before we go to our final break here, Daddy, the Cincinnati Bengals would like T.O. All of a sudden, now the Jets are looking into Terrell Owens.
You know,
seems like they've got a lot of weapons already, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, all over, they spent some money on both sides of the ball.
You know, you kind of cringe. Would that include the fate of Danny Woodhead? Would he be knocked to the practice squad or off of that roster if that's a move made or another receiver added to that team? That's kind of a wait and see there. So that's my immediate
comment on that. It's interesting, though. You know, it's so cool when Gil Brandt walks by. I just can't get over that. It's amazing to catch up with him yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We may have another special guest before we sign off here, but, Daddy, are they making stairs smaller? Sergio Kendall, Bob Huggins, both with accidents here over the last week, and kind of really got them banged up. It's going to keep Sergio out for at least 3 weeks or more after he knocks his skull around, fractured skull, and Bob Huggins breaks 7 ribs. That's most of them, ain't it?
Yeah, I got to wonder. I'm glad alcohol was not involved in either case. Oh, wait, maybe there was some. You break 7 ribs. Might want to brace yourself. I don't know. Just a thought.
Well, we'll take that into consideration, Daddy. You put those hands up there. A no-hitter last night again in Major League Baseball, the fifth this year.
Yeah.
It happened with Tampa Bay. They've been no-hit twice. Now they get one.
Yeah, Matt Garza, what a performance. It takes special play. You know, there's always one or two big plays that are made. Seem to be on the diamond to keep, in fact, a no-hitter intact. And the right fielder was able to make it last night and keep it going. And too bad Jim Leland wasn't around to see it.
Well, he was right, though. Again,
yeah.
Blown call by the umpire on an assumption, and he got tossed. But if you're going to get thrown out, you just will be right when you're getting thrown out. Let's take another break. This should be our final one here on an extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney and Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings. We'll be right back.
The Buffalo County Fair starts July 28th, and Agricultural Services hopes you will come out and see the great 4-H events and exhibits. Take a ride on the Midway and enjoy the great food. Agricultural Services in Grand Island, Wood River, and Caro, your full-service fertilizer and chemical dealer, here to lend a helping hand. Beaver Bearing knows you'll be missing out if you don't attend the Custer County Fair. Indulge in some cotton candy and popcorn and go for the ride of your life on the roller coaster and Ferris wheel. There's something for the entire family, so come early and stay late. Beaver Bearing with locations in Broken Bow and Albion.
Save half on $25 gift certificates for the Wave Pizza Company in Grand Island. Or their certificates for the new Mountain Mud Espresso at Ampride in Hastings. Car care from Midas. Rooms at Carney's Ramada. And more. How much more? Nearly $50,000 in merchandise marked down to half price or less. Get to know Easy Auction and save. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
Bald can be beautiful, but never on your tires. You may have gotten away with it using, well, creative tactics, but there's no hiding baldness on your tires. You can easily check your tire tread, and it only costs a penny. Take a penny, stick it in your tread upside down, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, your tire's bald and needs replacing. No comb over or spray on hair is going to save you on this one. Sorry. For more tire care tips, visit BeTireSmart.org. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
I'm a structural engineer. I'm a biotech specialist.
Meet the future of Nebraska. Smart, productive, motivated.
As a teacher and a parent, I know that the key ingredient to a student's success is parental involvement. Read to your young child. Talk about school and current events with your teenager. Watch for those teachable moments at home. Together, we can help every child succeed.
Visit NSEA.org.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. No hassle, no extra charge. It will be what you want. That's why at Bruce Furniture they say it's time for new furniture that's just right for you. Happiness is their number one concern. At Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Merritt, any business we need to wrap up back there today?
No, I think we're good to go.
Okay, that's enough from you then. Daddy, let's play that close and get on out of here and say thank you to our national analyst, Bob Davey, from ESPN, Chris Lincoln from Tulsa. Of course, talk a little horse racing, that we have to talk with Chris Lincoln, former ESPN analyst, and doing the job down there. The head coach at Nebraska, Bo Pelini. The head coach at Texas Tech, Tommy Tuberville. Stephen Sheffield battling for that quarterback position at Texas Tech. Ori Lemon, the great linebacker from Oklahoma State, and the commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, Dan Beebe, all joining us on the program today. If you missed any of it, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Tomorrow, Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas will all be on hand, Daddy.
Yeah, looking forward to getting more great guests every day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, we're not through when we come home tomorrow. We'll have guests strung out from now until football season. More great guests come your way on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll see you tomorrow at 11, live from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. See you Wednesday at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.